Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Arcane Door cyber spies hacked Cisco firewalls to access government networks. Sources suspect China is behind the targeted exploitation of two zero-day vulnerabilities in Cisco's security appliances. By Andy Greenberg. Network security appliances like firewalls are meant to keep hackers out. Instead, digital intruders are increasingly targeting them as the weak link that lets them pillage the very systems those devices are meant to protect. In the case of one hacking campaign over recent months, Cisco is now revealing that its firewalls served as beachheads for sophisticated hackers penetrating multiple government networks around the world. On Wednesday, Cisco warned that its so-called adaptive security appliances, devices that integrate a firewall and VPN with other security features, had been targeted by state-sponsored spies who exploited two zero-day vulnerabilities in the networking giant's gear to compromise government targets globally in a hacking campaign it's calling Arcane Door. The hackers behind the intrusions, which Cisco's security division Talos is calling UAT-4356, and which Microsoft researchers who contributed to the investigation have named Storm 1849, couldn't be clearly tied to any previous intrusion incidents the companies had tracked. Based on the group's espionage focus and sophistication, however, Cisco says the hacking appeared to be state-sponsored. This actor utilized bespoke tooling that demonstrated a clear focus on espionage and an in-depth knowledge of the devices that they targeted, hallmarks of a sophisticated state-sponsored actor. A blog post from Cisco's Talos researchers reads, Cisco declined to say which country it believed to be responsible for the intrusions, but sources familiar with the investigation tell Wired the campaign appears to be aligned with China's state interests. Cisco says the hacking campaign began as early as November 2023, with the majority of intrusions taking place between December and early January of this year, when it learned of the first victim. The investigation that followed identified additional victims, all of which involved government networks globally, the company's report reads. In those intrusions, the hackers exploited two newly discovered vulnerabilities in Cisco's ASA products. One, which it's calling Line Dancer, let the hackers run their own malicious code in the memory of the network appliances, allowing them to issue commands to the devices, including the ability to spy on network traffic and steal data. A second vulnerability, which Cisco is calling Line Runner, would allow the hackers' malware to maintain its access to the target devices, even when they were rebooted or updated. Cisco has released software updates to patch both vulnerabilities and advises that customers implement them immediately, along with other recommendations for detecting whether they've been targeted. The Arcane Door hacking campaign represents just the latest series of intrusions to target network perimeter applications, sometimes referred to as edge devices like email servers, firewalls, and VPNs, often devices intended to provide security, whose vulnerabilities allowed hackers to obtain a staging point inside a victim's network. Cisco's Talos researchers warn of that broader trend in their report, referring to highly sensitive networks that they've seen targeted via edge devices in recent years. Gaining a foothold on these devices allows an actor to directly pivot into an organization, reroute or modify traffic, and monitor network communications, they write. In the past 2 years, we have seen a dramatic and sustained increase in the targeting of these devices in areas such as telecommunications providers and energy sector organizations, critical infrastructure entities that are likely strategic targets of interest for many foreign governments. State-sponsored hackers' shift to compromising edge devices has become prevalent enough over the past year that Google-owned security firm Mandiant also highlighted it in its annual M-Trends report earlier this week, based on the company's threat intelligence and incident response findings. The report points to widely exploited vulnerabilities in network edge devices sold by Barracuda and Ivanti, and notes that hackers, and especially espionage-focused Chinese groups, are building custom malware for edge devices, in part because many networks have little or no way to monitor for compromise of those devices. They're systematically targeting security appliances that sit on the edge for access to the rest of the network, says John Holtquist, Mandiant's head of threat intelligence. This is no longer an emerging trend. It's established. Mandiant notes that it has observed Russian state-sponsored hackers targeting edge devices, too. It's observed the unit of Russia's GRU, military intelligence agency known as Sandworm, repeatedly hack edge devices used by Ukrainian organizations to gain and maintain access to those victim networks, often for data-destroying cyber attacks. In some cases, the lack of visibility and monitoring in those edge devices has meant that Sandworm was able to wipe a victim network while holding on to its control of an edge device, then hit the same network again. Holtquist notes, however, that China is unmatched in its discovery and use of network appliance zero days, like the ones it has used to run rampant through Cisco firewalls over the past several months. He expects more to come as China's cyber spies continue to turn devices meant to protect target networks against their owners. It's unlikely these zero days are being produced haphazardly. We suspect a well-resourced, coordinated effort is underway to find and exploit these vulnerabilities, Holtquist says. Unfortunately, we'll almost certainly see several more zero days in security appliances this year. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.